Yeah. Hip, hip, Mauritia, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why. Oh, I hit it. Mauritia, oh, why, oh, why, oh, Mauritia, oh, why, oh, yeah. Mauritia, oh, why, oh, why, oh, Mauritia, oh, why, oh. Mauritia, oh, why, oh, why, oh, Mauritia, oh, why, oh, yeah. Mauritia, oh, why, oh, why, oh, Mauritia, oh, why, oh. Hip, hip.
This is Kendall Mead of Mascot, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
The Catskill Town Board meets every first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at the Catskill Town Hall and holds a committee meeting the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. You can turn out in person at the Catskill Town Hall to speak at these meetings or tune in to a live web stream through the Catskill Town Board and WGXC. Go to wgxc.org/listen or click on the listen button at wgxc.org to tune in to any of the Catskill Town Board meetings, the first Tuesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. and the third Wednesday of the month at 6:30 p.m. at wgxc.org and townofcatskillny.gov.
Wayfarm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wayfarm and our radio station, WGXC, operate and broadcast. The Mohicans named themselves the people of the waters that are never still, following their arrival along the Mohicanitta, the great ebb tide river also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For further information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge-Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
Wayfarm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Lee Wijeskoud in Stuyvesant, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Raga Justin reports for the Times Union that Governor Kathy Hochul announced on December 20th that New York will offer a $50 million tax credit for employers to build childcare centers for their employees or hire third-party providers for those services. Hochul said, and I quote, "Let's find a pathway for new businesses as they're setting up CHOP that they can actually start incorporating a childcare facility on their premises. In a tight labor market, this can be the difference between someone working for one employer or another based on whether or not they have childcare available," end quote. Hochul also announced $50 million in capital funding to build or expand childcare centers. More than 28,000 families in New York lack childcare because of understaffing, according to a report published earlier this year by the advocacy group Empire State Campaign for Childcare. The eligibility cutoff for childcare assistance was also raised recently in New York from $83,000 for a family of four to $93,200. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Annie Conning in the New York Times reports that Representative Mark Molinaro's first year in Congress was historic. The House of Representatives only voted for 27 bills that became law. That is an average of one law every 2 weeks. Many of the 27 bills passed were not substantial, such as naming a facility after someone. The Democrats provided more votes than the Republican majority to approve the most important governing bills, from funding the government to prevent a shutdown to raising the debt ceiling to avert a default. The Republican majority in the House held 720 votes in all, with only 27 becoming law, and that is more voting and less lawmaking than at any other time in the last decade, according to the Bipartisan Policy Center. Last year, when Democrats had unified control of Congress, the House held 549 votes and passed 248 bills that were signed into law. The House did oust Republican serial liar George Santos, and they also sanctioned three Democrats, but they did not pass many laws. Read more about this story in the New York Times. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corp. electricity costs have reached their lowest levels of the year. The current 6.4 cents per kilowatt hour is down from 13.7 cents per kWh a year ago. Central Hudson price of natural gas is now 49.3 cents per 100 cubic feet, down from 87.5 cents last year at this time. Central Hudson is asking the New York Public Service Commission to increase electric rates by 16% and natural gas rates by 19%, and a decision on that is expected next year. Public Service Commission has recently criticized the utility's billing practices, citing negligence, defects, and mismanagement. And you can read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, and COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, December 22nd. Local early morning temperatures range from 11 degrees in Steventown to 19 in Kinderhook. Regional average soil temperature is 36. Yes, the darkest night of the year has left us with a sub-freezing morning. It reaches just freezing by 1 p.m. with a high temperature of 33. Overnight, temperatures drop to 21 degrees tomorrow. It will be a bit warmer, though, hitting 40 degrees by 2 p.m. Temperatures fall just a bit overnight to 35. Then, Sunday starts with some mixed precipitation, which turns into light, isolated rain all day long. We'll have a high of 42, and it will be a smart idea to stay inside or be very well waterproofed if heading out. Getting wet at that temperature can lead to hypothermia. Monday is looking dry with a high of 47 degrees. Sunset today will be at 4:13 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:17 a.m. Looking way up today, we see we have three pretty unstable sunspots. However, the chance for X-class flares is only 5%. Plasma winds will be slow at 339 kilometers per second with a thin density of 2 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 15 megahertz till dark, then fair below 60 megahertz overnight. There are no chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 138, and this has been the better weather brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Yeah, it's cold, but not cold enough. I'm canceling winter.
A radio network, an empire upon an empire.
I make no promises.
You on the mark.
With one purpose only, to point out and make public the dishonesty. Now in complete control of the government of this state.
There's only one man who can rid the politics of this state of the evil domination.
Hello. Hello.
Come on over, baby. We'll get you high. Come on over, baby. Anytime we're rocking. Baby, we're rocking.
Say hey, hey, pass it around. smoking reefer Billy's gonna do the trick. We're rocking, baby, we're rocking. If you want good company, we're rocking. Pass it around, pass it around, pass it around, pass it around. Everybody say hey, hey, pass it around.
From the 2022 album Floating Ghost Hotel, that was Slink Moss Explosion from Copeg with Pass It Around on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Hanging in my new grow room, hanging in my new room, hanging in my new grow room. Oh yeah, hanging in my new grow room.
Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times. Care Georgia applauds the school taking swift action against Benjamin Reese and taking his threats seriously, but the county set an extremely low bond and were very concerned that he's free, and he's been free since the day he was arrested.
Asghar Mahmood with the Council on American Islamic Relations is objecting to the bond set for a Georgia middle school teacher accused of threatening to slit the throat of a 13-year-old student of Palestinian descent. The teacher is out on a $7,500 bond, but the family says they are afraid he could make good on his threats. Mahmood points out a Muslim student who got in a playground fistfight had bond set at $12,000. Ohio Republican Senator J.D. Vance is defending former President Donald Trump's comments about immigrants poisoning the blood of the country by pointing to the fentanyl crisis.
It is absurd. Why do you think that Donald Trump's language is targeted at the blood of the immigrants and not at the blood of the American citizens who are being poisoned by the fentanyl problem?
Trump's repeated use of the phrase is drawing comparisons to Adolf Hitler, who accused Jews of poisoning the blood of Germany. Meanwhile, Trump is in danger of being taken off the Maine primary ballot. Secretary of State Shenna Bellows says she'll announce her decision today on whether the former president is disqualified for inciting the January 6th insurrection.
But I've come from regular stock. And I prefer that. I prefer being around that.
Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas said he was a simple man in a 2020 documentary. But investigative reporting by ProPublica has found Thomas never disclosed the dozens of luxury vacations, private jet flights, helicopter rides, tickets to sporting events and stays at resorts he was given by wealthy conservative donors. Justin Elliott is a ProPublica contributing reporter.
There is a code of conduct for judges that says you're not supposed to be taking gifts that would make a reasonable person think that there was something improper going on.
Thomas is being pressed to recuse himself from cases involving Trump. Press reports have found evidence that Thomas's wife Ginny helped organize the January 6th riots and tried to keep Trump in power. New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez is blocking Senate confirmation of two Ag Department nominees. With aid packages stalled in Brussels and Washington, U.S. and European allies are considering using some of the $300 billion in confiscated Russian money to fund Ukraine. The United Federation of Teachers is suing New York Mayor Eric Adams for budget cuts and allegedly inflating the cost of caring for asylum seekers. Adams' approval rating has crashed amid a surge of migrants to New York and an investigation into whether his campaign accepted illegal donations from Turkey. Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani is filing for bankruptcy following an order to pay nearly $150 million in a Georgia civil defamation case. The man, once known as America's mayor, cited his experience as a federal prosecutor when falsely accusing two election workers of vote fraud.
I know crimes. I can smell them.
I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A 2021 Kansas law, HB 2183, made impersonating an election official a felony. But its vague language, unintentionally or intentionally, swept up voter registration groups like the League of Women Voters, stopping registration efforts. A Kansas Supreme Court ruling December 15th gives standing to the democracy groups challenging the law. The 2021 passage of HB 2183 virtually stopped third-party registration drives. Pro-voter group Loud Light, speaking to the Kansas Reflector, said the group may have missed the opportunity to register thousands of Kansans. They and other pro-voter plaintiffs sued in 2021, but a district court said they had no standing to bring the case. An appeals court overturned the no-standing portion of the ruling, but also affirmed voting as a fundamental right for Kansans, concluding, "Thus, voting rights are preserved in the Kansas Constitution. Great care must be taken when trying to limit or infringe on those rights. Voting was important then. Voting is important now." Refusing to give up on the voter suppression law, Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach appealed it to the state Supreme Court. The Kansas High Court's ruling doesn't overturn the law, but affirmed HB 2183 was so vaguely written that it justified the plaintiff's standing and allowed the case to proceed. We'll have more in the coming months. We have the court opinions and the groups taking action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The town of standing water. Center dialysis now.
Catskills' Reckless Eric from his 2023 album Leisureland. That is Standing Water on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Newburgh, New York declared a housing emergency and other cities could follow suit. A 2021 survey finds 77% of people might leave the city because of high rents. It also finds Newburgh residents are spending over 30% of their income on housing. Just as the city declared this housing emergency, it also approved rent control legislation. Part of this law includes the city council creating a rent guidelines board. Daniel Atona with For the Many says the board's work is critical.
That board is what's going to regulate the rents going forward. So that board will decide, are we going to freeze the rents for the rent-stabilized tenants in Newburgh? Are we going to allow a small increase? Are we going to allow a decrease?
The board will have two tenant representatives, two property owner representatives, and five public members. The city council has until next month to organize the board. 738 apartments in 68 Newburgh buildings have their rents temporarily frozen. Those residents can't be evicted without good cause under the state's Emergency Tenant Protections Act. But Newburgh isn't the only New York municipality facing a housing crisis. Other cities like Rochester and Ithaca are also seeing rents rise to unreasonable levels. To declare a housing emergency, a municipality must prove it has a vacancy rate below 5%. Atona notes state legislative interventions could have prevented this housing crisis.
We've been pushing for things like the Housing Access Voucher Program, which would provide housing vouchers to people who are homeless or about to become homeless to help them pay their rent. We've been pushing things like the Tenant Opportunity to Purchase Act, which would allow tenants to buy their building from the landlord if the landlord is selling the building.
Efforts have also gone toward passing good cause eviction legislation, which can protect all upstate New York tenants from rent hikes and unfair evictions. Atona notes this is part of the continued work he and other housing organizers will undertake in 2024. This is Edwin J. Vieira for New York News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
La despensa de alimentos de Catskill está localizada en la parroquia de la Iglesia de St. Luke en Catskill, en la calle William, número 50. La despensa está abierta todos los viernes de la 1 hasta las 4 de la tarde. La comida sana es un derecho. Para más información, bienvenidos a todos a venir. Llamar por teléfono a 551-299-2456. Mirar la página web catskillfoodpantry.org o conectar con nosotros en Facebook en Catskill Food Pantry.
Saturday, December 30th and Sunday, December 31st. Count down the 100 biggest songs on the radio at WGXC from the year 2023. That's right, countdown the top 100 of 2023, Saturday, December 30th, and Sunday, December 31st on WGXC 90.7 FM.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and Philip Grant up in Rensselaer County and I are bringing you the WGXC Congressional Report, full of stories about what the candidates and representatives from the New York 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st Congressional Districts have been up to this past week. Go to WGXC.org in the WGXC newsroom for complete coverage of your congressional representative.
Catherine Doyle and Megan Leibowitz report for NBC that Republican Representative Elise Stefanik filed another complaint about a judge who has ruled on several cases of protesters attempting to overthrow the government on January 6, 2021. Stefanik alleged judicial misconduct because U.S. District Court Judge Beryl Howell, who has overseen various January 6 related cases, spoke in favor of democracy and against authoritarianism. Accepting an award at a Women's White Collar Defense Association gala, the judge said, and I quote, "My D.C. judicial colleagues and I regularly see the impact of big lies at the sentencing of hundreds of individuals who have been convicted for offense conduct on January 6, 2021, when they disrupted the certification of the 2020 presidential election at the U.S. Capitol. As district court judges, we are all about the facts," end quote. Stefanik calls that, and I quote, "highly inappropriate political speech," end quote. Stefanik submitted a complaint to D.C. Court of Appeals Chief Judge Sri Srinivasan. Stefanik filed a different legal complaint on November 10th against Supreme Court Justice Arthur Engoron, who is currently presiding over Donald J. Trump's civil fraud trial. Stefanik represents Rensselaer County and the rest of the 21st Congressional District. And you can read more about this story at NBC News. Mid-Hudson News reports that part of Dutchess County's urban trail project in the city and town of Poughkeepsie was named the Marcus J. Molinaro North Side Line at a ceremony celebrating its opening. Molinaro is currently congressional representative in another part of the state and has moved to Catskill, but before his current term, he served seven others as Dutchess County executive. The current, but soon retiring, Dutchess County Executive Bill O'Neill said, and I quote, "Thanks to the vision and dedication of our own former county executive, Mark Molinaro, as well as community stakeholders, we are proud to bring this new kind of trail, which will be open, lit, and monitored 24/7, 365 to fruition," end quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. MSNBC reports that so far Representative Elise Stefanik has not denounced former President Donald Trump for echoing Adolf Hitler from
Mein Kampf.
Donald Trump doubled down after speaking of immigrants as vermin, saying this week that
they're destroying the blood of our country. That's what they're doing. They're destroying our country. They don't like it when I said that, and I never read Mein Kampf.
In Hitler's book, the dictator wrote that, and I quote, "All great cultures of the past perished only because the original creative race died out from blood poisoning," end quote. Stefanik, who was shouting at college presidents about anti-Semitism last week, was not only silent on the issue, but she met with Trump at his Mar-a-Lago resort and posted a photo with him on social media on December 19th. Stefanik represents Rensselaer and the rest of the 21st Congressional District. Trump is leading Republican candidates for president, though more and more running a fascist campaign. Read more about this story at MSNBC.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to WGXC.org for more information.
Follow the moon.
2023 new music from Hudson-based band Babehoven there. That's songwriter Maya Bon and collaborator Ryan Albert in Babehoven. Next on the WGXC community radio station, we're going to hear from Gary's Dream, a band based in the Catskills, with a new album out in 2023. The band consists of Aviva Sky on vocals, Shelby Serrano on drums, Wesley Harper on keyboards, and synth and Ryan Serrano on guitar. Here is the band Gary's Dream and their song To the Moon on WGXC 90.7 FM.
I have had enough
From his 2023 album Leisureland, that's Catskill's Reckless Eric with They Come Free With Cornflakes on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. We'll be right back.
Next, we hear 2023 local music from Aaron Dyer from the band Buke and Gates. This is a collaboration with Stargaze. The song is called Define.
Just try me, 'cause I know you're doing nothing, so come over.
This is Leaves from Alexander Turnquist.